B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All 617-779-0985, hour two.
You all fired up for this one?
Yes.
Oh,
say. Weezer can go to hell, by the way.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But,
had enough
for people that saw the telecast earlier on one of the headlines, the intern was late bringing Hardy his notes in on a pillow, right?
Yeah.
And so I want the dumbest questions ever posed to me ever in the history of sports radio. So we've had interns throughout the years here. Jim, you want to say, put him on a mic. You want to pose the question to me again? Listen to his question.
What do you ask?
Hey, Joe, go ahead. Give me a question.
You got to turn the mic on.
Put the headphones on.
Who's Ace?
I was wondering if there was going to be traffic when I left work today.
Going from Dorchester to where?
To where?
The Cape.
At what time? What time does the show end, typically?
2 o'clock.
At 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
What is today? What is the day of the week?
Today is Friday.
What's coming up on Monday?
Friday of what?
Memorial Day is Monday.
Memorial Day week.
Have you ever had a sunny Friday in the last 4 months?
A what?
Have you ever had a sunny Friday in the last 4 months?
No, there hasn't been.
That's a good point. What do you think it's going to be like?
Pretty bad.
Why would you ask the question?
You know, I was just wondering, I guess. I
think he's just trying to make small talk, which he's been trying to do lately here, the last week and a half. Guy just strolls in studio. Hey, you know what? This guy said something about Larry Bird in there. But, yeah, I told him, hey, Larry Bird's retired. He's in there answering calls. What a little Bergeron thing. He's very talkative.
You like him. I know you like him.
So he digs
him.
I like the cockiness. He's not cocky. The cocky's not the word.
He's comfortable.
He's forward.
Remember
Colin? Colin from UMass too. I think it's a UMass thing, because like Colin was kind of like, "Hey, I own the room too," you know. Colin never did anything. He stood there and smiled, like nodded. Yeah, it's off.
It's off.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, don't have to laugh at everything. Don't have to laugh, kid. Just get Hardy and stuff. That's an interesting intern. Will there be traffic heading to the Cape today?
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, might be a little busy.
Raphael in Peabody, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
You guys are the best. So, you are the man.
Yeah.
And I'm calling on the Kyrie going to play with LeBron.
Sure.
I said this a few years ago when they were separated. Those two are like a big soap opera. I think they planned this out. I think they like all the drama with all of us yapping back and forth about them. And I honestly think LeBron's on his way down. You know, people thought that at least the Lakers were going to make it to the eighth spot in the playoffs, and they didn't make it anywhere. So if he goes there, he can do a little bit more crying because that's his own fault. Thank you guys for the call.
Okay.
So they're just going to get back together. Like nothing ever happened.
You think that would help his legacy or hurt his legacy? See, a lot of the...
Who?
Kyrie.
Oh, hurt.
A lot of people would... be your initial reaction to say it hurts his legacy, crushes his legacy.
Absolutely.
Does it take more balls to do that, though, on his part? Instead of saying, you know what, I'm just going to go to the Knicks, or I'm going to go there, or I'm going to stay in Boston and make the most. I'm going to go back to Daddy, tuck my tail. I want it out. I was wrong. I'm going to go back and be a two or a three.
Yeah, I mean, it might show some like maturity, but
yeah.
it also is, you're,
I'm
as
not
a player,
it's
though.
Right.
But as a player, people will think less of you as
okay.
a player.
All right.
That's just fact.
Okay. Because it's such a starstruck, cocky, I'm the guy league.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you're accepting that you're just not the guy and you don't want to be the guy. All right. Well, then fine. You're just not the guy then.
Did you see that report out of Toronto? About
the penthouse.
The penthouse. Mm-hmm. So there's a real estate exec. It's like a billionaire. Wants to offer Kawhi one of the nicest penthouse apartments in Toronto if he stays. That's like what? $6 million probably? That's, I might have to take a look. What was that?
Zoe doesn't know what that's from.
It's Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
Oh. Faker and a guy I used to do radio with.
It's unsettling.
I don't think it's fake. It's real.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Kawhi's laugh is unsettling.
Just not.
Who's Faker? His or Brady's?
Dan is in Woburn. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, just calling to talk about the who's number one, who's number two debate. I think you guys were right with Brady's one, Bergeron's two, but I think if the Bruins come back the next couple of years, you're going to be good for them. They get one or two championships. I think Bergeron could give Brady a run for his money. Thanks, guys.
I think no shot.
There's no chance of anybody reaching Brady, even Ortiz if he was currently playing.
The man's been the quarterback for almost two decades in a town where, A, they like football. B, football is the most popular sport, not just here, but all over the country. And he's done pretty well. Six. I mean.
So 12 championships, right? So Brady started, he won the first one in 01. He just won the last one in 2019. He's the most recent winner. So he's seen all 12. And he started it and he's ended it. Nobody touches Brady. It's not even close. He's got six through that span.
Right.
He's played in how many championship games that they've lost? Three. He's played nine Super Bowls. Jesus. 50% of the time you're playing for the whole kit and caboodle. You're playing for the bacon. You can't say that with Bergeron. He's not going to touch him.
No, he's not going to get into that category. No.
I love Bergeron.
There are two guys ever that we will discuss in this category for now. And there's nobody else currently playing that can break through to this category. It's Brady and Bobby Orr. This came up the other day.
Larry Bird.
I don't even think Larry Bird is in this category.
Back in the day, you put Bird out at an autograph session. Larry Bird.
I don't think Larry Bird is in the category of Tom Brady and Bobby Orr. I do not.
I do. I put him in there.
Congratulations. Well, you can be wrong. You're allowed to be wrong.
You're talking about the Celtics in their heyday. You put Larry Bird. You won't put him in the same conversation with Bobby Orr.
I'm talking about all time that like culturally Bobby Orr to this day. Like I was talking about the other day, still leaves people in awe.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Brady will do that forever.
But Bobby Orr.
Larry Bird?
Bobby Orr is
also. He's awesome, and people love Larry Bird and always will. But yeah. he's another guy.
But right now, we're not talking about like.
One of the many great Celtics that was had everybody's attention for a decade. Yep.
Yeah. And if you're doing all-time, if we're going to open it up to all-time athletes in terms of guys who would draw a big crowd in terms of their presence somewhere, whether it's at a signing or a bar or anything else, Bird is right up there with Bobby Orr.
Sure, he's on the Mount Rushmore, if you will.
Okay.
Which I hate doing. You know how much I hate the Mount Rushmore. But still.
Yeah, what's your Mount Rushmore of... Red Sox 90s situational righties. I'll hang up and listen.
Good Lord.
Rod Beck.
We took that call once. Yeah, you got to put Bird up there.
I just don't think he has the level of worship that Brady and Orr have.
Well, Bobby Orr has maintained a lot of local ties. He's as good a man and a person as he was a hockey player.
Great.
And all that stuff counts in his favor and cements his legacy here in terms of being a guy that people just want to get close to. But don't discount what Bird meant to people around here and what he still would mean to people of a certain age bracket. You get a chance to go and talk to and shake hands with Larry Bird.
Here's the thing.
Please.
The Bruins of the 70s were everything here. And the Patriots of the last 20 years, even with all the competition and all the teams being good, have been the number one team and have been the everything. They've been the everything.
Who was the biggest team in Boston in the 80s?
Celtics.
There you go. Bruins get the 70s, Celtics the best. Get the 80s.
They were the best, but they weren't the everything. They weren't the ones that everyone, you know, were most committed to or wanted to win the most, I don't think. I really don't. I don't think Celtics have ever been the most popular team.
I was in here in the 80s, and you may like have like an age restriction in terms of.
I do. I have an age restriction.
So, but I my gut tells me that the Celtics were the team here in the 80s. They were, that was it.
Yeah, because they were the best.
Yeah. So they own the 80s. If you're gonna say the Bruins own the 70s, the Celtics own the 80s.
Should play more 80s music.
617-779-0985. The telephone number. We will get back to your calls after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody. I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, cause you never give it. Peeling the years away.
You know, we haven't done it in a while.
Can't relive that.
Mm. Oh, I make you cry.
Better leave, it's time for me to fly. You know what you said? You said it.
You said we'd work it out.
Yes.
You said that.
We did.
You had no doubt.
You said we'd work it out. You said that we had no doubt. But deep down you were really in love.
Oh, what are you tired of? What?
I do believe that I've had enough.
Had enough of what? I had enough of your.
The thoughtless.
And your horned out relation.
Enough of the jealousy and the intoleration. Which I'm not sure that's right. A word.
I think we might have to roll with the changes at 120.
Whoa.
I'm starting to feel it, Jim.
Shut up, Jim. We gotta kick it in.
Turn up.
Time for me to fly.
It's a good song. I made that joke yesterday that 70% of the sales department was gone. About 90.
Well,
they're on there like this.
They schedule a lot of calls. They got a lot of sales calls late this morning.
I heard they have some meetings outside the office today.
Yeah.
Cam is in town. What's up, Cam?
How's it going? Yeah, to that guy who said,
"What's that?"
To that guy who said Mookie was more popular nationally than Julian Edelman. That guy's just an idiot. I mean, there's two baseball players that have a national following: Harper and Judge. And Judge is simply because of the logo he's wearing, because he's got the personality of a shoe. So, I mean, I love Mookie, but it's baseball. He's got no personality. Baseball players aren't popular. I'm telling you right now, Ali Raisman has a bigger national following than Mookie Betts. And that's a fact. And that's not an opinion. Because baseball players are not popular anywhere. Mookie's in the top 10 in the city. Brady, Edelman, Bergeron's ahead of him. Kyrie's ahead of him. Horford might be ahead of him. So, no, Mookie, I love Mookie, but he's not very popular.
Okay. That's your opinion. As it was that former caller's opinion that Edelman's not more popular.
It's not even a national. It doesn't have to be a national
thing. No, we're talking about.
That's not the conversation.
We didn't make it. He took it there. First of all, he took it there.
I don't need it to be a national thing. I don't need you to tell me about whose national profile is higher. I know that that's been brought up by a couple of callers.
That made his point worse, though. He tried to argue the locally. He said, you'll take it beyond locally. Mookie's way more popular than Edelman nationally. I'm like, I couldn't disagree with you more.
Right.
That negates your point.
And to his point, Mookie Betts is going to be at the Valvoline Instant Oil Change over on Granite Ave. Ali Raisman's going to be at the one two blocks over. where are more people going to show up?
Mookie Betts.
There you go. That's the conversation.
Sarge will be at Allie Raceman's because she's
from the same town.
He's the MC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Yes.
No charge on the Sarge.
No charge.
No kidding. It's
hometown
a free
heroes.
Event. It's a free
hometown
event.
Heroes.
Hey, check your wipers there.
Get your fluid levels there. Windshield washer, check. Gary's in Cranston. Hi, Gary. What do you got at number two?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, I do have a number two, but I got to ask Scott if he remembers, because this is the second time in years that I've called him. And I used to torture Gresh, his old partner, when he was down in Rhode Island with another Scott. So when he first went with you, Scott, I knew I wouldn't be able to do it. Your equipment's better. He'd be more savvy. But the first week, I figured I had a good shot. So I was the guy who called you guys up, and I said I was Bill Linkitis. And one of your aides, one of your guys, the intern guy, speaking of interns, he thought he got cute. And because maybe people do that all the time. And he said, well, what can I do for you, Bill? And I said to him, that's Dr. Linkitis to you. So right away, he jumped to attention because a lot of people didn't know that's what he did after. So when he asked me what I wanted to talk about, I said, because he's trying to, do the editing for you guys. I said, well, I don't really have anything to say, but because you guys were talking about offensive linemen at the time. I said, my good buddy here, you might know him, John Hanna. And he wants to say a couple of.
I'm just gonna cut that off. I'm just gonna hang up on that. So he called and pranked you as pretending to be Bill Linkitis?
I don't know.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, one of the aides got a little cute, funny, fresh with him. I don't know.
I told that story, Lincoln. He put huge fingers. Ripped the corners of my mouth open. Yeah, the root canal.
You would think to be a dentist, you'd have like nice, slender fingers. You're talking about a former
Mongo
football player.
Hands, just massive, like. Ripped her mouth apart. I'm like, let me get in there.
Bit of a brute.
I'm like, easy. And out of the corners of my mouth pot, like, tore. Like, my God.
Was he officially the team dentist?
They told me to go to him. Like, I was in pain, so I went to him because it was right down the street. I didn't know where any dentists were at the time. So Link did my root canal. Yeah.
Let me get in there.
Get that sucker out. Should have shot it up more. Fill that? Nope. Fill that? Oh, yeah.
Nick is in the ice bath right now. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, what up, guys?
What up?
What up, guys?
I'm in an ice tub, and I keep on thinking about the silly narrative I'm hearing about the Bees and that they're not going to be ready to play this week because of the amount of time they've spent off. So I think they're pro athletes. They're locked in. And, look at the Pats this year. They were down for 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. They still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fresh, locked in, ready to go.
Well, you're an athlete. You're in an ice bath. You're an athlete, right? You're an athlete being in an ice bath, right?
Yep. Playing college ball. So.
Yeah. Nice. So, I mean, you deal with it, and there's nothing you can do about the schedule. You play last night. I'd love to hear from people that were at that game last night. That looked phenomenal. The amount of fans that showed up and how jacked that crowd was.
Yeah.
That would make the players feel good. It did. Probably breaks their week up for them. Like, get a little goosebumpy skating on that ice last night. See, look at these fans. Packed this house for a scrimmage. We don't even play for another 5 days. That sort of had to break up that monotony for them last night. Did they play any music? Did they get the crowd going? Anything? No. I think they just treat it as a normal, from what I'm reading, that like a normal practice. Like when we were down at Warriors, see Scoot Tuca come out, do his stuff, and then one guy filters out. It's not like they all came out as a team. They didn't go out as a team, playing Black Betty and they're skating around. No. No. What?
No, I don't know. I have no idea if they played music there last night.
Yeah.
Like what was the production like, Was there maybe there was no production?
Johnson's production.
What do you want for $20?
Never heard before.
What do you want for $20?
Maybe it was something new that I don't even know about.
John is in Charlestown. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday. Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
Hey, how you doing?
2 points. One, Beatles usually a very measured guy, but I'm sorry. Totally out to lunch on the Celtics in the 80s. Oh, my God. The extent to which the Celtics were the team in this town is unbelievable. It was just every game at the Garden was a party. All the bankers would show up, the Scotch and Sirloin, you'd get drinks there and then show up to the game. Oh, my God, it was unbelievable.
Do you think it matched the Bruins of the 70s, though?
I mean, I wasn't old enough to understand that. I will give it equal. I will give it equal for sure. I mean, that was a different era, that 70s with Sanderson and the whole swagger. But, we're talking about who was the team. And the Celtics were definitely the team. And as for the Bruins and whether the layoffs is going to have an effect, I believe that if St. Louis didn't have 5 days off, in other words, the Bruins had been off for a week or so, and then they were playing tonight, yeah, that would have a huge impact. But St. Louis is going to get 5 days off. So they're going to be out of that sort of, you know, adrenaline and hype and all. I think it's being overplayed right now. So enjoy the weekend, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, John. There's no doubt they were the team of the decade. They were the only good team of the decade, really. I mean, the Bruins had some good teams in there, but they were the only championship-worthy, really, team of the decade. I know the Patriots had that one run to the Super Bowl where they got squashed like a bug.
I got a lot of Twitter responses on this, too.
The passion of the Celtics fans in the 80s, to me, and again, I wasn't alive. I can't tell you firsthand. From what I understand from those who did, it didn't rival that of the Bruins fans of the 70s. It just, culturally, the Bruins fans of the 70s, things changed. I mean, they built hockey rinks because of the Bruins of the 70s. You have youth hockey in Boston because of the Bruins of the 70s.
Well, sorry, the basketball courts were already made. You know, it's an unfair thing to ask of the Celtics. Oh, they built basketball courts because they already had them. Basketball was already a thing. They haven't built any new football fields for the Patriots. So how does that factor in? You didn't want to put Larry Bird in the same conversation with Bob Orr. This is how this all started. This is how this whole thing began.
Fact, I don't think Bird rivals Orr in terms of the worship level in Boston sports.
I think it's a conversation.
I don't think he does. I think Bobby
Orr is ahead of Bird.
I think Orr is ahead of Bird, but I think he's got a gap between him and Bird.
I think you are.
Bobby Orr is Bobby freaking Orr. Don't put Bird on his level.
I think you are underestimating Larry Bird's impact on this town.
I don't think there, and I respect Bobby Orr, but I would almost put Bird ahead because I think,
ahead?
You know, hockey,
ahead?
Being a hockey fan, you have to be, it's sort
you
of
want to put Larry Bird ahead of Bobby Orr?
Larry Bird, too, is one
now
of the
you've lost
of
your mind.
Time. I'm not.
Now you've lost your minds.
I think it's a conversation.
You've got Bird ahead of Orr.
The Celtics of the 80s.
Wow.
And beating Magic and the Lakers. And Dominic Wilkins when he had 52 and he had 47. I mean,
bold take.
He's making excellent points.
Spoken like true outsiders, the both
all around player.
You don't know either.
Championships.
You admitted yourself. You weren't old enough or even alive to
understand.
Orr
was great.
I watched those series.
I think there are more Celtics fans than hockey fans. That's all.
Those series between the Celtics and the Pistons I watched growing up, that captivated a nation. A nation, Beetle.
Bobby Orr is behind Larry Bird. Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't say that.
That's what Zoe said.
No, I said it's a conversation.
It's a conversation.
Which is it? Tell me what your answer is. If it's the conversation, I'm telling you where it is. I'm giving you the order.
I put Brady above both of them.
Have a take.
All right, headlines. And then we'll continue with this special Friday of Memorial Day weekend edition of Zolak and Bertrand.
What Marshawn had of them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Rocking back there today, Jim. Is this officially a yacht rock day?
It's been an hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah? officially
creep it.
Yeah, I know. I've just sort of noticed that it's been continuing.
I told Tom, I said I'm playing them until somebody tells me not to.
I didn't know if you were just mixing them in or if it was like it
nope,
was just,
everyone.
It was really happening.
Okay. I don't know if the Zoe song, the REO Speedwagon, qualifies, but I played that for Zoe.
I played it anyway today.
Okay.
Here's another one leaving. Bye.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We got full lines.
Of course we do.
Of course we do.
Does there an email company email come out to everybody just, hey, you know what? Have a nice weekend. It's really nice out.
I didn't know. I didn't think it was any
just,
kind of a holiday.
Why don't you guys just bang out right now?
I didn't.
Where? What are you talking about?
Is there an email like that was sent
here
to the building? Yeah.
Yeah. The office closes at 12:30 today, doesn't it?
Oh, I didn't get that email.
I believe we did.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Roger, did you get the email? Office closes 12:30. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
not for us.
Hey, 12:30 yet, people?
I think the office today closes at 12:30.
Wow.
I saw that email.
Do you wanna,
that was a real email, right? Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Do you want to leave at 12:30?
No.
Hardy's giving you the option.
No.
That's a trick question. The answer is no.
I got a show to do, man.
Right. Pete's in Ohio
do my
today.
Job.
Pete says we're forgetting about somebody in our discussions today. Hi, Pete.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. I got
happy
two
Friday.
Things. One, shame on all of you.
Yeah.
Bill Russell. You got to look at his resume. I mean, it's before our time, but my God, that guy, he was a 5-time MVP. I don't know how many championships he's won with the Celtics, what, 11? I mean, you pull up his
it's double
resume.
Digits. Yeah, it's double digits.
Well,
how about Babe Ruth?
Bring that name up.
Yeah, I mean, I think guys like, I think like,
Bill, what's the cutoff?
I think like Bill Russell suffers for a couple of reasons in modern times. One, it's before you had a lot of video, and it's also, you know, when the leagues were a lot smaller, and it's just the more time that passes, the less guys get talked about, you know, as Hardy just said, the further back you go, how much are you talking about guys that played in baseball 75, 80 years ago?
Well, you got to put them on that Mount Rushmore for Boston anyways. Hey, I got a quick one on shark attacks. I was in the Coast Guard for 6 years. I was a rescue swimmer, and I rescued three people from shark attacks. This is in South Texas. But here's some think about this. Laguna Madre, which is a body of water in South Texas, the average depth is 3 to 4 foot, right?
Yeah.
So don't tell me that sharks don't go in the shallows.
No, but 95% of attacks happen in 3 feet or less of water.
There you go.
Sharks do you get down Texas? Like black tip?
Bull sharks.
Hammerhead. Listen to this. They pulled a 9-foot lemon shark out of the Laguna Madre.
Jesus.
A 9-foot lemon shark, which, by the way, was... They said it attacks somebody, and it's not even a man eater. You get a fish that big, you know, they'll take a bite out of something because they can or
right.
they want to.
Right.
You know?
This guy scares me.
That's all I got, guys.
Okay.
Out of the water.
That's plenty.
All right, Pete.
Stay out of the water, he said.
And that's a guy who routinely jumped in the water.
That's a nice thing.
To go rescue everybody else who had jumped in.
I didn't like that call.
Do you ever go?
That's all I got, guys. Stay out of the water.
Take it from me,
right?
As a professional water guy,
yeah.
Stay out the ocean.
Professional rescue swimmer. He's a rescue swimmer.
That's near Padre Island. You ever go to Padre Island on spring break?
No,
I went there 1 year.
Didn't Matt Patricia?
I was gonna say Matt Patricia went there once.
Yeah. Christmas tree shops sell those little bottles. You put the water in. It has a little fan. You get just a D battery. Put it in there.
Zzz. Yeah.
Fan yourself. Get that. Everybody loves a bargain there.
Don't you just love a bargain?
Someone Jim softball game.
Oh, here we go. Steven Attleboro. Who else are we forgetting?
What do you got, Steve?
Ted Williams.
Oh, definitely. Forgetting Ted Williams as well. Thank you for the call. Yep, we're forgetting about Ted Williams. We need to talk more about Ted Williams and more about Bill Russell. How did we get onto that? How did that happen?
We gone down this.
I don't know how we went down the road of Orr and Bird. Because, I don't even know how we did that.
Because even sarcastically, ironically, and even saying I don't want to talk about it, you said the words Mount and Rushmore.
Just
that's why.
Even sarcastically,
we're not doing that.
This happened.
Yeah. Of course we're not doing that.
This is why we're getting away from this.
The conversation still I like is an autograph signing over there at... Yeah,
Dinky Donuts.
Pick one. Valvoline Instant Oil Change works here. Let me pick another one of our fine sponsors here.
Norfolk Power Equipment.
Exactly.
The power lifting.
Yes,
thing.
Right. There's an autograph sign over at Norfolk Power Equipment there, right?
Yeah.
Brady's going to get the most people to show up. Right. Who gets the second most number of people to show up? Kids, adults, young people hold you. Young people love you. Old people love you. Everybody loves this guy. Who's coming out to see him? Who's number two?
Bergeron.
Bergeron, right now, today.
Bergeron.
On this date, in this town, it's Bergeron. Bergeron. Who's after that? That's
what. Yo, what's up, guys?
I don't know if it's Pastrnak.
I don't know.
Bobby in Dorchester, who do you think it is after Brady Bergeron?
Hey, Beto. Hey, Jim. What's up, Zoe? Thanks for having me.
Okay. Reading a script?
No, I'm sorry. I just first calling, man. First call.
Okay. That's all right.
Quick thing though. So going by what you were saying with the autograph signing, I give it to Tom Brady number one, Bergeron number two, and I got to give it to Julian Edelman number three for the simple fact that one, he made an amazing catch that I feel like is going to be in history for a long time, and I feel like just people are just going to keep remembering that Super Bowl win for that catch and whatnot. And Mookie's young, and that's, you know, no fault against him, but he has a lot more to prove along his career. So I feel like his popularity isn't really that.
This is a good point, legacy wise.
I'm glad you brought this part of it up because I think that's what really carries Ortiz. And I know he's out of the discussion because he's retired, but Ortiz's biggest moments came when it mattered the most.
No, he's got so many memorable moments, right? Though, things that are exact moments of you remember what he did.
Mookie's good player. Mookie doesn't have that moment.
Edelman has.
Brady
remember
has
that
moments.
Catch.
Edelman's got it.
Remember that catch against the Falcons. Remember that time he won the MVP in the Super Bowl. He's got those things.
I think Edelman's
but remember that time
three.
He threw that pass in the playoff game.
Oh.
He has sort of those things.
6 months ago, though, it's Mookie.
Was
coming
it?
Coming off the World Series?
Why? The World Series, he sucked. He didn't do anything in the World Series.
Still the MVP.
He didn't hit.
MVP of the season.
Okay.
Which had happened to him.
Hit a bad World
All right,
Series
8 months
a month
ago.
Before that.
Take him back to September.
Yeah, and here's the problem with baseball. I don't even know that really created any sort of real buzz. And by the way, he hadn't yet been named the MVP. He had an MVP season, but.
It's all timing. You're right. If Mookie Betts was doing this in 2002, different story.
It'd be a huge story.
How big was Nomar?
Right.
Massive.
That's a great point.
Massive star when he was playing well. Timing is very important. I think it's key. Brad in Hudson was at the scrimmage last night. Enjoy yourself there, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Had a blast, but there was no music. It kind of felt like a minor league hockey game. You see a lot more people who aren't usually at a hockey game. They were complaining that there weren't numbers on the back of their jerseys, saying like, oh, who's this? Who's that? So I think a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon with the Bruins being in the Stanley Cup final.
It's a practice. It's organized practice. That's what you guys were getting.
That's all it is.
They didn't tell you it was going to be anything more. That was my question. Was there production? Was there move? Yeah, was there music? When they scored goals, they let the fans.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they let the fans get into it.
We'll talk
about
the lack of numbers on the jerseys. I can see where that would be problematic if you're a casual fan.
It's terrible. I hate when the Patriots do it, when they do these small numbers, and then they'll have workouts where there's no numbers on. I don't like it.
We'll talk more about this coming up. More of your calls. I do have some thoughts on the scrimmage last night and that injury scare that Brad Marchand had, and obviously some more cup thoughts as we get closer to the Stanley Cup starting on Monday. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people,
They're showing me ways to go. Don't forget, we'll be live coming up on Monday as we get ready for game one of the Stanley Cup Final.
That's right. Flagship station for your Boston Bruins. We will be live.
We'll be on Canal Street.
Come on
Boston
down.
Sports Grill.
Good drinking day. Get hammered. Get out there and make some noise for the bees. It's going to be hot. Stay hydrated.
We've got a big week coming up. We're going to be there both Monday and Wednesday.
Jesus.
Ahead of each of the two games.
Felger and Maz also, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wednesday, a good day to bang out. It's going to be 85 degrees.
Ooh.
Bang out of work, hang out.
Ooh. It's going to be a good one. So we'll be there both Monday and Wednesday. And on Tuesday, we're actually going to have tickets to game two to give away.
Oh! Yes. Yes.
Oh. Wow. Well, that's all great news.
Well, that nifty.
So we will be there. Starting on Monday from the Star Market broadcast booth at the Boston Sports Grill, all brought to you by Bud Light. So we'll be there starting Monday ahead of game one at 10 a.m. We'll be there. Felger Maz will be there broadcasting outside Boston Sports Grill from the Fan Fest that will be taking part right on Canal Street leading you up to game one. Stanley Cup Final here in Boston against the Blues. 617-779-0985. Got some thoughts on the scrimmage from last night. We'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll get to your thoughts on that as well. But first, we'll get back to your calls on this. Keith is in New Hampshire, and he wants to bring a coach into the conversation, even though that's not what we were really talking about. We were talking about the star athletes, but we'll allow it, Keith. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if you guys are saying Belichick was going to be changing my oil at Valvoline, I'd go to him first.
That's a good point. That star coach, put a coach on the list. If Belichick was changing the oil at Dinky's Donuts, if he was serving up the donuts, Hardy.
What would you do then?
You going to include coaches in this?
No, you could. I mean, with him, you could. With Bill Belichick, yep, he would definitely be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. People would want a picture and an autograph with the coach.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Yeah, we're not going to because you know what?
We're getting crazy now.
I don't think it's much of a debate on the coaching front.
And it's hurtful to Bruce.
It's hurtful
to Alex.
It's hurtful to the other three.
Brad. Yeah.
Like, guys, you're good and all, but this is the king you're talking about. This is the king. No one's going to dethrone the king.
Right.
No. Nobody.
No.
Okay, it's really a distant second, no matter who it is. It's not really much of a conversation.
Did you see the tweet we got with the throwback jerseys?
No.
The highest selling throwback jerseys in each state?
No.
So the reason they sent it was because Massachusetts is Bird. Rhode Island is Bird. But the other New England states, Vermont's Yastrzemski, so that's not bad.
What?
For the highest selling, like the highest selling throwback jersey for each state.
Ah, Yastrzemski.
Okay.
Ah, Yastrzemski.
New Hampshire and Connecticut are the old Raptors dinosaur Vince Carter. And Maine is the old Brown Padres Dave Winfield.
Okay, yeah. I would check the source on that one.
That's bizarre.
Maine, we got tons of Dave Winfield jerseys running around the state. What? Barbara's in Beverly. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you?
Great.
Really? You having a great time so far?
We're trying.
Trying to work, you know? What are you going to do?
Okay, just checking on you, but I wanted to tell you a real quick story about the 80s, because the 80s were my prime.
Nice.
And I was a big-time fan of the Celtics.
Oh, okay.
Still am, but not quite like it was then. I worked in Philadelphia. I was transferred from Lily's at Faneuil Hall to Lily's in Philadelphia to be a restaurant manager. And the Celtics were behind in the series, like I think it was 3-1, I'm pretty sure. At any rate, against Philadelphia. And I had a radio in there, and the bar was packed. And stupid me thinks it's okay to, like, go crazy when the Celtics, Larry Bird, basically beat Philadelphia. They walked out of the bar. They wouldn't talk to me. It was like...
rude.
It was so rude. It was like, that's when I realized what Philadelphia was like. It was a miserable time anyway. But I do have to argue about one thing. Larry Bird was so popular then. I mean, the things he could do with the basketball were crazy. So he did learn to play left-handed at that time, and he was just like the best.
Yeah. A lot of facts here.
That is. It's all true. I don't think Beadle cares to factor any of that in because it goes against his argument.
Larry Bird was a wonderful player. Really was. He was amazing. He's a champion. All-time great on the Mount Rushmore. And
you said it again. You said just, those two words again.
He's just not Bobby Orr. That's all. He'll never be Bobby Orr.
I just can't.
And she was working in Philly at the time.
Wow.
When Larry Bird goes to sleep at night, he dreams of being Bobby Orr.
Easy, Tonto.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think there's an argument there. Larry freaking Bird, man.
There is an argument there. An argument that you don't care to have today, apparently, because you don't have an opinion on it. You just keep telling me there's an argument there that you don't have an opinion on.
No, I tried to tell you earlier that I think there are less hockey fans out there than you think, and I know Orr is the greatest around here. I think more people would elevate Bird ahead of Orr. I do. I think the Celtics and the run that they went on in the 80s and the popularity of that team and the way they played together, you know, with him and Chief, you know, my God, that team was good.
I think Larry Bird is fine being Larry Bird with his three rings as opposed to Orr's two.
That's not what the argument's about, though.
You make it the argument every time you make another statement like, Larry Bird goes to sleep at night dreaming of being Bobby Orr.
Who was the bigger star in Boston? Who is worshipped more in Boston? It was Bobby Orr. That's what it was about. Because we're talking about Edelman being third to Bergeron. Bergeron's got one ring. Edelman's got three. That's not what it was about. That's not what this debate was about at all today.
Can I play a quick clip?
Yes.
Because TV guys reminded me. I didn't know this, that Bird talked about Orr and why he looked at the rafters before the game.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people always ask me, why are you the only one who always looks at the flag when the national anthem's playing? I don't really look at the flag. I look at Bobby Orr's number because I've never seen Bobby Orr play hockey, but just being around him gives me a tingling feeling for some reason, and that sort of gets me fired up.
And when I go to bed at night, I dream that I could be as good as he was.
End of debate.
Told you, Artie.
I put Orr ahead of Bird. The fact that you won't consider Bird as being like a monumental sports figure in this town.
No, I never said that. Stop it. I know how great he was.
You put him a distant behind Bobby Orr. It's not that distant. It's close.
I said there's a gap. It's not as close as you want to make it. There's a gap.
Is it as big a gap between Brady and whoever number two is?
A rookie, you know, you get there and you're looking up there and you see this number. And all of a sudden you get fired up. I never could understand it, but that's me.
Hayseed.
French liquor.
Your opinion doesn't count in this, Larry.
Even Larry Bird would put Bobby Orr ahead of him. That ends that debate.
I would too.
Thanks, Larry.
It's not that big of a gap in terms of what they meant to the town. Bobby Orr in the 70s, Larry Bird in the 80s. Only one of us was paying attention at the time. And the fact that I wasn't here doesn't factor into it.
So there is a gap, right?
Yes.
And Orr is ahead of him?
Just like between.
And Orr is ahead of him?
I said that from the beginning that Orr was ahead of him.
All right. At least we agree. It's just, how do we quantify that gap? It's hard to do. But there is a gap. And Orr is number one.
That was the thing for a while, that gap measurement. Remember that?
The gap measurement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Bruins scrimmage last night and the injury scare and how the Bruins handled that scrimmage. We'll do that in 90 seconds.
Yo, what's up, guys?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.